You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Well, I want to start things off by saying a very good evening each time I see you, because that's how I was brought up and that's the polite thing to do. But my God, what was that on Dalal Street? Sensex plunged over 800 points, Nifty ended a little bit below 10,600 ahead of the MPC rate decision. Crude oil prices touched fresh four-year highs, rupee hit a record low. Well, not the best news emerging out of Dalal Street. But with a quick wrap of all of that, we're here with an evening walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Bears further tightened their grip on Dalal Street as the Sensex plunged more than 800 points to close at a four-month low today on Thursday. Crude oil prices touched fresh four-year highs and rupee hit record lows, raising fears of a broadening current account deficit. In addition, the government asked oil marketing companies to absorb 1 rupee per litre on petrol and diesel, and that also dented investors' sentiment. Traders also remained cautious ahead of the three-day Monetary Policy Committee's rate decision due on Friday tomorrow. The fall in global markets on hawkish comments from the US Central Bank also caused selling pressure. And about the impact that the US Fed rate hikes have on emerging economies across the world, we have done a Digging Deeper podcast that I encourage you to listen to. Returning to the Indian markets, the 30-share BSE Sensex tanked 806.47 points or 2.24% to close at 35,169.16, and the 50-share NSE Nifty 50 closed a tad below 10,600, falling as much as 259 points or 2.39% to close at 10,599.3. Devang Mehta, who is the head equity advisory of Centrum Wealth Management, told Money Control, and I quote, "The strongest of business and the bluest of blue chips have cracked in the last couple of sessions, which highlights the prevailing negative sentiment and an environment of pessimism," unquote. He said anxieties over the Reserve Bank of India adopting an aggressive stance in its monetary policy due to a rise in inflationary pressure led to an erosion in investors' risk appetite. He went on to add, and I quote, "With deteriorating macros, all eyes will now be on the second quarter earnings and how the current liquidity situation is addressed," unquote. All sectoral indices were caught in a bear trap, with the Nifty FMCG, IT and pharma sectors falling 3% each. The broader markets also fell in line with frontliners as the Nifty mid-cap and small-cap indices were down 2% each. Jayant Manglik, the president of Religare Broking, said, and I quote, "The Nifty has not only breached its crucial support today but also closed around the day's low, which shows that bears are in control and participants have no option but to align their positions accordingly," unquote. He reiterated his view to prefer trading through options instead of naked futures, citing excessive volatility. Nifty has a next support placed around 10,400. Another big story that dominated headlines across the country was the rupee collapsing to a fresh low, yet again, of 73.82 against the US dollar amid rising global oil prices, deepening concerns about the current account deficit and capital outflows. The currency fell 47 paise intraday and depreciated 15.5% year-to-date, effectively becoming the worst-performing Asian currency. ICICI Securities said in a note, and I quote, "It is weighed by the double whammy of a stronger American dollar along with rising crude oil prices. As I like to call it, it's a 1-2 punch." It went on to add, "The government and RBI's measures to contain rupee volatility have been overshadowed by prospects of worsening current account deficit along with turmoil in various emerging markets. As such, short-term move in oil prices remain triggers for a move in the rupee," unquote. HPCL, BPCL and IOC were naturally the biggest losers among the Nifty 50 stocks, falling between 11 and 13% after Finance Minister Arun Jaitley said the government cut excise duty on petrol and diesel by 1.5 rupees per litre and asked oil marketing companies to absorb 1 rupee per litre with respect to petrol and diesel prices. Reliance Industries was down 6.87%. Eicher Motors continued its losing streak, 10 trading sessions now. 5.71% down was how it ended today. TCS was down 4.5%. ONGC down 5%. HDFC Bank 3.6% down. Hero MotoCorp down 5.15%. And Dr. Reddy's down 4.7% were the other major losers, apart from, of course, HPCL, BPCL and IOC. ICICI Bank, meanwhile, bucked the trend, rising 4.21% after Chanda Kochar resigned as MD and CEO of the bank. Axis Bank was up 2.5%, Ultratech Cement up 2.16%, Bharti Infratel, Yes Bank and Larsen & Toubro were the other gainers today. And finally, turning to markets like Dalal Street from across the world, we turn straight to Asia now. Japan's Nikkei 225 was down 0.56%, closing at 23,975, giving up the 24,000 mark. Hang Seng of Hong Kong was down 1.73%. Turning now to European markets, which are still trading, and clearly it's been a red day there as well. The Pan-European Stock 600 is down 0.62% at the time of my saying this. Britain's FTSE 100 down 0.86%, France's CAC down 0.84%, and Germany's DAX somewhat bucking the trend there, trading flat at 0.04% up. And naturally, global markets have been under pressure as investors digested comments from the US Federal Reserve chief and closely monitored events in Italy, France's CAC and Britain's FTSE. Well, what's the problem with Italy's economy? Well, Italy owes a ton of money. At around 130%, Italy's government debt to GDP is one of the highest in the world. And Italy owes a lot of money to Europe in the form of Target 2. This year's budget deficit at 2.4% is in line with the 3% EU limit and a bit smaller than in previous years. Yet, it is setting Italy on a collision course against the EU. And that has been affecting Italy and indeed markets in Europe. Well, there we have it, a quick recap of all that we saw in the markets on Dalal Street today, and indeed a quick recap of what's happening in the world at large. We'll see you first thing in the morning tomorrow with a morning walk down Dalal Street, an exercise appointment you simply cannot miss because we need to be on our toes to understand what's happening in the stock markets these days. We'll also give you a few stock picks to make it worth your while. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.